the facts first. Her father was a minister, which is how she got into the church singing thing. She was first called the Queen of Soul at the end of the 60s, and somewhere I have written down who called her that, but of course I don't have it here. She replaced a sick Luciano Pavarotti singing opera at the Grammy Awards. She was in the Blues Brothers. She had 112 singles on the Billboard charts, 77 in the top 100, 17 top 10 singles, 100 R&B hits, 20 number one R&B hits. She is the most charted female artist in R&B chart history. Man, oh man, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She played with Dwayne Allman. I mean, come on, how cool is this woman? Boy, howdy, she just passed away. What a drag. She had an amazing, amazing career. And we are going to begin looking at that career now with this is, I believe, one of the cuts from her first album. And if I can confirm that, yes, from 1956. This, I believe, is with her church choir. So let's solemnly dig it and dig it deep.
Yeah. by yesterday. I'll be back, baby, honey, by and by. That's why I've waited so doggone long. Uh-huh. Can't you see how happy I am? Because the man is making it home somehow. You hear me telling you, hurry, 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 hurry. Hey, here I am on the railroad tracks, waiting for my baby. He's coming on back. That's why I know when the whistle blows, it won't be long. It won't be long. And I know
I see. Oh!
man, the late, great Aretha Franklin. Every atheist should hear her doing Amazing Grace. Not that it would change their minds, but just because it's a great song. And, you know, atheists need good music. I don't know where I'm going with that. Oh, man. So, yeah, Aretha, Amazing Grace, The Weight, Elusive Butterfly, 96 Tears, Won't Be Long, The Day Is Past and Gone. Just a little overview, you know, Bubbles in a Think Tank. Mike Conway style, you know, with some bizarre covers. Like, who knew she did 96 Tears? I didn't know that. Man, an Elusive Butterfly. It's actually a beautiful song. You wouldn't know from the Bob Lind version. It's like treacle or something. But yeah, so Aretha, man, what a career, what a talent, what a freaking voice. My gosh. All right. So now that the radio obituary is over, we are going to jump back into some silliness, and let's do pretty much a 180 from Aretha Franklin. And some of you listeners may know that on Classic Rock Mine, that fabulous show, I often at Christmas time play a song called Christmas Amoeba. Now I have a song that's appropriate for this program by the same artist, and I do believe. It sounds like this.
She was cleaning up her son's room when underneath the bed she found a tiny cardboard box all colored white and red. The cover said contains three. There were just two left inside. Right then and there, on her hands and knees, she broke down and cried, because her boy was told the facts of life in back of a grocery store by a couple of kids, and his cups got juicing. What did you think it was for? Now he walks the streets alone, lust pounding in his head, like it is in the books he's read. Sneaking like an angel, feeling like one of the damned, he crept into the drugstore and he wiped his sweating hands. He couldn't keep from shaking when he finally got it set, but the man behind the counter just said, boy, you want plain or do you want reservoir in? You tell me now. He'd been told the facts of life in back of a grocery store by a couple of kids in his cups got you. Said, well, what did you think was for, you nerd? Now he walks the streets alone, lust pounding in his head, wondering if it can possibly be like it is. To his daddy, showed him what she'd found. She said, hon, I think our son is starting to mess around. Dad said, well, at least the boy's using something, you know. That's the smart thing to do. Hell, if I'd have been that smart when I was his age, I wouldn't be married to you. Back of a grocery store by a couple of kids in his cups got you. Said, well, now he walks the streets alone, lust pounding in his head, wondering if it can possibly be like it is in the books he's read.
as I can get.
That's the lesson, we're guessing your best in.
Teacher's pride, I wanna be a teacher's pride. I wanna be dated and rated, the one most likely at your side.
You gotta burn it, yearning to learn.
I wanna learn all your lips can teach me. Stars. I'm sure with a little homework I'll graduate to your heart. Teacher's pet, I wanna be a teacher's pet. I wanna take home a diploma and show Ma that you love me too.
That you love me too.
So I can be a teacher's pet long after school is through.
Oh, teacher's pet, you wanna be teacher's pet. You wanna be huddled and cuddled as close to him as you can get.
The stars. I'm sure with a little homework I'll graduate to your heart. Teacher's pet,
you love the teacher.
I wanna be a teacher's pet. I wanna take home a diploma and show Ma that you love me too.
As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class.
Shut up!
Thank you. Young man. Now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match, somebody.
Thank you.
Hey, I need a...
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class. Class.
Shut up!
Oh, far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! 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 Shut up! Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet. No.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
Hey, I'll read mine. Hey, want to hear mine?
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation,
hey, lend me your buck,
I woke up. Then I went downtown Two, look for a jar.
I gotta go to the can.
Then I hung out in front of the drugstore.
Hey!
The third day of my summer vacation.
Hey, elephant!
I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging
young
out
man.
In front of the drugstore.
Young man. Thank you.
I still gotta go to the can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class! Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
I think that's a pumami, foo.
You think so, foo?
Yeah.
Hey, that makes me recollect about my favorite cougar of all time.
Oh, Charlie, now.
Nada de quien este vato, hijo de su tinga.
Miss Mendoza.
Time for school.
my face.
I got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. I'm half a teacher.
To hide from myself. there's something about love.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me life. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Come on and teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you a thousand times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. A blackboard high above you, and if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you a thousand times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Teach me tonight.
teacher.
Is Ian Hunter. He's the teacher, apparently. Sammy Davis Jr. and Count Basie, Teach Me Tonight. Blue Magic, Teach Me How to Love. Holly Ridge Strings with Electric Guitar, Be True to Your School. Metalachi, Hot for Teacher. Sister Mary Elephant by Cheech and Chong, Couldn't Help Myself. Doris Day, Teacher's Pet. Steve Lyon, Sex Education. And that pretty much brings us to this end of my subbing for Bubbles in a Think Tank. I really dig it, you guys. I wish Belinda a speedy recovery. And I have one last song for you.